Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Thanks to Cuts. That's a lot of Lions. 5 named to the Pro Bowl and 5 alternates, huh? Whew. That's a lot. Kirby Joseph and Sam Laporta. Okay. If they were playing, I'd say that makes a lot of sense.
The Pro Bowl is not what it used to be.
What?
Well, besides the game, because they completely canceled that now, but also, Tyler Huntley was a Pro Bowl quarterback, I think, last year. Like, guys opt out. Like, it gets deep in the alternates, so you could have a bunch of Pro Bowlers that you didn't think were Pro Bowlers at the end.
Don't they have, like, water balloon toss and egg race? Is that to see who wins the Pro Bowl?
Were you at my kid's kindergarten party or something?
Well, I thought that was a Pro Bowl these days. No. Isn't that what it is? Oh, no, it's actually a flag football.
That's called
game.
The fun run at all the elementary schools.
It's field day. So we used to do it in my elementary school. We had field day last day of the year. We kid because we don't care about the Pro Bowl. That's why we kid. Other texts that were coming in. I'm with Gator on this one. I really don't need sports on Christmas or any holiday for that matter. You can even take away the Thanksgiving football. I wouldn't care. Well, I don't know any better with Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm used to that. And that's obviously it's a Detroit tradition we've had forever. I mentioned before, as a kid, we had season tickets to the Lions games for maybe 5 years or so in the early 80s, starting in 1980. So went through the Billy Sims years. And then after that, after we stopped with the season tickets, I still would go. I had friends that had tickets, and they would always call me if I wanted to go, and it was always something to do. And then in my adult life, getting in this business, I've basically been a part of Thanksgiving football over, you know, the last 30 years. So it's, you know, all told, it is a tradition with me, but yeah, I still go. I do enjoy going to the game, but if I didn't have to go to the game, would I still watch it on TV? Of course I'd watch it on TV. It's football. Would I miss it if the Lions weren't on Thanksgiving? I think I might, because I'm just gotten used to it. Christmas is different. You know, it's just luck of the draw or dumb luck of the draw, which team they're going to pick. And unfortunately with the Lions, because the Lions have been an exciting team over the last few years, now they're a primetime darling. All the networks want them. Netflix clearly wants the Lions because they know the Lions are guaranteed viewership because they're exciting. even in a season where they're it's not a great year right now, they can still make the playoffs, but they need help, obviously. But they're still going to have a showing. They're still going to get a pretty good number, I imagine, when it comes to ratings for this game. But I'm okay with the Thanksgiving part of it. I don't know if they needed to add a third game on Thanksgiving, but they have, and some of that's just to appease the rest of the league because the league didn't like that. Yeah, why do the Lions always get to play on Thanksgiving? I think the league, they want to play on Thanksgiving. There are advantages and there are disadvantages to playing on Thanksgiving. The disadvantage, of course, is that you got a short week to prepare for it. The advantage is a lot of the teams have a lot of time off between that and the next game. Some more texts come in. For someone that has been forced my share of Christmas Day and Eve, I am completely against any game on Christmas. I feel bad for everyone involved, from players to stadium workers, etc. Jim cleaning up after the hot dog. Yeah, gotcha, right? I feel for those people too. Like, you know, it affects more than just the players. And then to get people to change their lives on Christmas Day, which is, it's tough. I get it. I hate the Lions playing on Christmas when you have to attend two Christmas celebrations, one on my side of the family, then later on her side of the family. Maybe if it was a night game, it would be better, but a 4 p.m. game is such an inconvenience, which I agree 100%. Maybe that's the thing that really bothers me the most. Is it like a 4:30 start? It's not even 4 o'clock, is it?
Yeah, it's 4:30.
It's 4:30. Makes it even worse. If for a 1 o'clock kick or a noon kick, would I have as much of a problem? Probably not. It might change everything. Maybe it just ends up being a Christmas brunch as opposed to a Christmas dinner. But, yeah, I hear you. 248-539-9797. Scott, you're next up here, 97.1. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to talk, as a fan, the helplessness to the bad ref calls. And there's bad ref calls in every game.
Yeah.
But with the Lions specifically, it seems like it's always during a touchdown run that something happens. And we can go to the Decker reported, and we can go to the Calvin Johnson catch. But specifically in the last game, that I feel that, you know, our receiver was pushed, the OPI, he was pushed. And, you know, there's no review on that. I just feel like we did what we had to do to win the game, even if we played a shitty game up to that point.
Well, you can't say that, unfortunately. So.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Some things you come with. You work on that. I hit something. I don't know if we got it. Out of my element without Doug today. So thanks for the call. Really appreciate that. 248 539-9797, the telephone number. But Ken, you had asked Jared Goff about the feeling. You've been here for a while. Detroit versus everybody. Do you feel like that is something that's real, or is it something that's, you know, just prevalent throughout the league? And he said it's kind of that way throughout the league. Really, Nate Burleson says it's something different in Detroit.
So he's probably more than right than wrong, but I just bring it up because now that he's been here 5 years and things have happened in his 5 years here, that, you know, what he thought about it. I don't know, man. Nate Burleson was on recently with Dan Patrick, and I have the cut too, where he didn't think it was a thing. He played in Minnesota, he went to Seattle, and he came to Detroit. And then when he came to Detroit, he said the players told him, "Hey, dude, we just tend to get the short end of the stick when the game's on the line." And Nate said, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "No, this is a real thing." He goes, "Okay, sure, whatever." Didn't think anything of it. Then that first game against Chicago that year and the Calvin Johnson catch.
He said
the Bears players were dapping them up. Game over. Congratulations, you guys won. But the officials started huddling up like, "What are you doing? What are you talking about?" And obviously we know the catch now, the process. So he started to believe it now. So like I said, I'm not even blaming the refs for the loss against the Steelers. I was just wondering, weird things seem to happen to us all the time. Maybe we're too close to it. What did he think, you know, about that? And he's right. That was that crazy call with the Seattle 2-point conversion. The crazy stuff happens throughout the NFL all the time, but does it happen here more than other places?
Well, and I kind of agree, obviously, because I've been here in Detroit by almost my whole life, so I've seen it all. And yeah, I agree more with Nate than I do Jared, but I think the difference is because Jared came here and the Lions were really only bad the first year, but everybody was getting behind them because we saw what the vision was, and we saw them starting to play up to that level, and the biting kneecaps and stuff started to take shape. We're like, "Oh, wait a minute, this is different." And then the next year, they were ultra competitive in the second half of that season, and then boom, you know, 12-5, 15-2, back-to-back championships and all that. So I feel like there have been less opportunities. Although we've seen those plays, they weren't as pronounced as they were during the Nate Burleson era, where the team wasn't as good, and we saw it all the time. And I didn't follow this up, and maybe I should have followed this up with Jared Goff. Maybe those plays don't happen enough for him, but what about the plays that happened directly to Jared Goff? Like, how many times has he been knocked after the play's done? You know, he's released the football, 1-1000, 2-1000, gets hit. You know, the interception he threw in the playoff game last year against the Commanders, and then he absolutely got smoked, helmet to helmet hit, completely illegal, like blindside hit, the whole bit, and no flag, not at all. You had the play last week against the Steelers, right, where he gets hit well after the play, nothing. We've seen it happen a number of times where he's gotten hit helmet to his chin and there's no call.
What about when he thought he caught a touchdown pass?
Right.
Another one that involved him. And then they called a touchdown, and then all of a sudden they all got gathered together, and whether someone from New York called or didn't call or whatever,
like,
it was.
Hey, you weren't set.
Yeah, and they called it back.
Maybe it would have been more specific to him because he's seen some stuff, but did he see the same thing when he was at Los Angeles? Specific to him. I guess, now it's a missed opportunity with asking him that question. But that's where I feel like, you know, where it becomes egregious. These plays, I really honestly, to me, both of the pass interference calls, the offensive pass interference calls, I can see them called either way. It didn't bother me as much. The Tesla one, every time I've seen the replay, I'm like, is the guy pushing him? I don't know if he's pushing him. I think he's there and he kind of rubs into him. The problem I had with it is that Tesla, when he makes contact with the defender, is that you see him kind of lower his shoulder too. So that to me was kind of obvious that he was going to get flagged for
and
it.
I think
it sucked
also,
because on that play, if he doesn't do anything, if he just stands there, like flips around and doesn't keep drifting towards the middle of the, if he just steps there, it's a touchdown all day long because that corner was not coming over fast enough.
If he would have just avoided him, I think St. Brown would have been open and scored. But I think when you run the rub play, the pick play, you're always putting yourself in danger of getting called OPI. I don't know why teams don't realize. They called it earlier on the Steelers. So, although I don't necessarily agree with the call, I think you leave it up to the refs when they see, you know, your receiver run into another defender, whether it's on purpose or pushed into it, they're probably going to call the flag.
And if you can, just...
They don't like the pick play, the refs.
So, though. I was going to say, just don't call a pick play.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it. I think you're kind of almost saying, maybe call this or not.
Hey, if we get away with it, it's a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly.
But if we don't, then
you get backed up, though, and that's worse.
Yeah,
exactly. In that situation?
It's punitive. Very punitive. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text if you'd like to get in that way. There was a ruling that came down yesterday, very interesting, with DK Metcalf. And that story has gotten interesting with the interaction he had with a Lions fan at the game on Sunday afternoon that has resulted in a two-game suspension. And I wonder if it's going to result in more than that. And I don't just mean what it can mean monetarily for DK Metcalf, which reportedly could be horrible for DK, more than just a fine. It's what it does to his contract. But should there be something else that comes along with it for players and for fans? We'll discuss it next here on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.